Hey, PG fans, got a dollar? Then head over to shop.premierguitar.com and check out our massive ebook collection. We have authoritative titles on everything from DIY projects to lessons in a variety of styles and advice from legendary artists and gear builders. Plus, we release new collections every 2 weeks. Check it out at shop.premierguitar.com.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Keys for PremierGuitar.com. We're doing another rig rundown, this time with Thin Lizzy. Well, we got my friend here, Cody. Cody, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Cody handles pretty much everyone that handles an instrument in the band except Scott. So Cody, tell me about who we got right here. Whose guitars are we looking at?
Viv's guitars here, which is basically good old trusty, dependable Les Pauls.
What's this one's name?
This one's Sparkle. This is basically Viv's number one guitar.
And you were telling me earlier about a special, not a special, but actually a tragic story behind it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I believe it was run over by a vehicle on the runway at an airport once upon a time, and it has now been lovingly restored, and it is actually two different Les Pauls there. But yes, this is number one. Viv would play this for 90% of the show, switching between this one, basically, and its little brother here, Bessie. So that's pretty much what we're running between those two with DiMarzios.
And these are the guitars you would also use with Def Leppard also,
yeah,
right?
Def Leppard, yeah. Basically, these, plus he's got a selection of acoustic guitars and that we'll have out on the road, and I'm sure a whole load more Les Pauls as well.
And what is another guitar that he uses, you know, throughout the set?
He uses this, which is a Yamaha SG. We've just got hold of this with the P90s in, which we'll use for the likes of Still in Love with You and Whiskey in a Jar. And he's also got a Les Paul Gold Top with the P90s in, which he also uses for that, for those purposes in those two songs.
What have you learned that he likes to use and kind of go towards when he's wants you to set up his guitars?
Do you know what? Basically, the action's like reasonably low, and he's using hybrid sets on the DiMarzios. We're using 13s through to, which I'll show you, they're here somewhere, pull them out of the thing, 13 through to 52 Dunlop built for Vivian Campbell, which is 13, 16, 20, 32, 40 and a 52.
And he uses those on the Les Pauls, you said?
Yeah, on the Les Pauls with the DiMarzios, and then we use the set of 12s with the P90s.
You know, did he ever tell you why he prefers the differences between the strings and those with the pickups?
No. That was just what he, you know, when we were speaking before we came to get together on this. And also, when I dig it out in here, because we're seriously low on them, is Viv's metal picks. He uses a metal pick.
Why does he prefer the metal versus, you know, Tortex?
Yeah, he just, that's what he likes to use, yeah. And to be quite honest, they don't wear away. And they last, they know. That's why this is what he's using. We've got a few other just regular picks here, which we give away to the fans because you can't go buzzing these out to the crowd every night, obviously.
Yeah.
Somebody will, yeah, exactly.
The pedal board's pretty small, but what's he using there?
He's just basically going into a wah. He's got an Angry Troll pedal, which is just an extra little bit of a boost. And then we've just got a switch, which is powers the Echoplex, full-tone Echoplex on and off. That's it, straight into basically a Mojave Scorpion 50-watt head, into a Mojave 4x12 cabinet, and then lines out of the Mojave into a crate power block, which is effectively the wet side of the signal, into the Echoplex, which then goes into a 212 Marshall cabinet.
Not too much, you know, going on with the tone. It's pretty minimal with the pedals and the amp setup. It's just his fingers.
Potatoes, but it's great tone. I mean, it really is bitching.
And so what did you learn from, you know, being around these guys like Scott and Vivian, as two big guitar giants that they are?
That they're absolute sweethearts. No, I mean, they're great. I mean, they've got lots of tone, you know, and they're shredders and they're in a way, lovely, you know, just meat and potato guys, basically, straight, you know, decent heads, guitars, and away they go. No wirelesses, leads, straight into the pedal boards.
Ready for a special offer on a print subscription to Premier Guitar? Visit shop.premierguitar.com now and use this coupon, PODCAST15, that's PODCAST15, to get 15% off a one-year subscription to our in-depth coverage of your favorite artists and the coolest new gear. Offer valid in U.S. only, no Wi-Fi required.
Cody has taken over for the tech, who is MIA, who is usually doing Scott stuff. So, Cody, what do we got in your hands right here?
Yeah, this is Mr. Gorham's number one guitar. He plays this all the way through the show. This is the, I believe it's the Gibson Access. And, he likes this. It's like nice and light, thin. It's got the Floyd Rose going on. Whatever. And this basically is his baby for like the entire set. Should there be any problems or he needs to call upon another guitar, we have this baby sat up here in reserve, which I, until this came along, I believe was number one. And now has been dropped back to number two to fill in should there be any problems. But good old trusty, reliable Gibson here never lets the show down. So,
not to put you in the spot, because like we said, this isn't your normal gig doing Scott stuff, but what were those single coils in that Strat?
Fender Lay Sensors.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
The Access looks like on the side there, as you look at the profile, it looks like it's a Les Paul on a diet.
It's definitely slim. Yeah, it wouldn't look very good on me. It's a bit too slim and small for somebody like me. But there's a lot of the weight gone, which would normally be in a Les Paul guitar. You know, doing a long show, standing there for 2 hours, yeah, it takes its toll after a while. So, you know, this is nice. No, he has no grumbles with this. He loves this. I do believe it's just had a headstock job. But it's just something that just sprung to mind in the last 10 days.
As a guy that hears it every night, what do you think, is there anything compensated or missing with a thinner body? You know, sometimes people say with you gotta have a thick mahogany body with the Les Paul to get that true, thick, crunchy tone, creamy distortion with the humbuckers.
No, I mean, he's going through the angles over here, and, you know, I don't hear any grumbles from front of house or anything like that regarding, you know, having to thicken it out or anything like that, so, you know, I presume it's pretty much a happy camp.
So we got the amps over here. What's Scott using?
He's basically using the Ritchie Blackmore Signature 100s. Basically dry and a wet signal. Yeah, this is a different one that got sent out of us to have a try, which he's actually going to try out at tonight's gig. But pretty much this is the Ritchie Blackmore Signature 100 is the one that he would use for both the dry and the wet.
What are we looking at down here?
Well, this is the crunch and the gain here, the angle switching system here, the chorus, and these are basically just the mutes on and off. This runs in the send and return, the TC Electronics. It's basically the only thing in the chain on the back of send and return. And this pedal board here.
Well, again, Cody, I know that this isn't your rig that you're on for midnight tonight.
It's sketchy for me, you know what I mean? It's like I only ever usually run over here if there's a problem to hold a torch for the tech. So take on it.
I appreciate you doing the time. You know that you're busy with three other rigs, so it's kind of hard for you to tell us what's going on here. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, everyone, there you go. Another rig rundown, this time with Scott Gorham of Thin Lizzy. This is Chris Keys for PremierGuitar.com.